بسم الله والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله. اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد كما صليت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد. اللهم بارك على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما باركت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد. اللهم ألهمنا مراشد أمورنا وأعذنا من شرور أنفسنا. We began the chapter last week about Babu Fadl al-Faqr wa ma kana min aishi Rasulillahi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And I explained that we are living in such a time that faqr is a very scary word for majority of us. There was a time in the past where the Western system of the world hadn't affected. So in a village, you could live as a poor person. You only needed your cow. You needed a few chickens. Then the most is you got gold or you don't have gold. That's all. But you could live a life. In today's times, if a man tries to live a life of faqr and poverty, but he still needs a shelter, the world will push him out of the house. You can't pay your rent. You can't pay your water. You can't pay your electricity. So we are living in a time where maal is like a necessity also. So to speak about poverty like how people in the past would speak about it, it's very hard for us. But there were people in the past who lived in those villages. And because it was much easier, that they understood that without wealth also life carries on. Their children had become so used to poverty that when food would be in the house for days after days, because sometimes you go and hunt then you get food, then the children would start saying that, oh mommy, that is Allah angry with us. That when again will the guest of poverty visit this house? They were mad. Fasting was like an honor for them. Feasting was like a gift. The gift comes now and then. When it started becoming too much, they would say, what is wrong? As the heavens opened up for now, that means we are missing out in the year after. You will read that in the books. There was a time where poverty for sometimes the queen, the king's daughter, she herself was on a high level of zuhud. They had looked at this world, looked at it second time and said, we don't want it, we don't need it. But today we are living in a time where maal has become like a zarurat. But at such a time also, this fadl of faqr must always be in front of someone. So that you don't die for this thing. Every time you look at it, if you know it's a snake, you will look at it as a snake. No matter how smart it looks. But the days people stop speaking about the virtue of poverty, then man only understand maal is good, maal is good. It's never the thought about that it could break me, it could destroy me. Maybe it's not good for me. So in the ahadith, in this chapter of Babu Fadl al-Faqr, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's one statement is quoted. Ulama mentioned either he saw it on the night of Mi'raj or it was in a dream. So Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, اطلعت على باب الجنة. That I was given the chance to peep into Jannah. Standing at the door means like peeping. Now you'll wonder like how do you peep into Jannah, because Jannah is huge. But Almighty Allah has His system what today we can understand very easily. That on our small phone, how much of the world we see so quickly. You just move it like this. So this is just an example of what will happen on that day. Rasulullah ﷺ just looked. And then is a question now on that night when he looked. If it was a dream, then there's no issue. Because in a dream you can see people in Jahannam, in Jannah. But if it was really the night of Mi'raj, then how did he see people in Jannah, Jahannam? Because it's still going to happen. So nothing is far from the Qudrat of Almighty Allah. Whether they say there's something called time zones, and from one time zone, Almighty Allah took Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi into the future. When you go in the future, you see it happening now, like into the future. Whatever it was, he looked. Then the next wording, he said, فَرَأَيْتُ أَكْثَرَ أَهْلِهَا الْمَسَاكِينَ. That I found Jannah was packed with the poor people. Could just see them moving, and I picked up that this man was poor, this man was poor, this man was poor. وَأَصْحَابُ الْجَدِّ مَحْبُوسُونَ. And this is what we want to speak about now. He said, and the people who had Jadd, Jadd normally will refer to wealth, but it doesn't only mean wealth. It means like good luck. That whatever you touch turn to gold. Whether it means you had wealthy parents, so you had an easy life. Or you had a wealthy wife, so you had an easy life. Or you yourself had a top business, so you got wealth. You got ease. There are many people around the world who got a lot of difficulties. They just come out of one difficulty, another one falls on them. And then they look at other people and they find that person like everything is going right. And automatically a feeling comes in the one like, how come my life is like this? So Allah Tawarukala got a system that everyone goes up, everyone comes down also. It's like a wave. Sometimes the water that is at the bottom is looking up at the one on top and saying, I wish I could be high. But the waves of this world is such that everyone will one day go high. And if you don't reach that height in this world, خَافِدَةٌ رَافِعَةٌ, there's another world coming still, where the high will be brought down, and the down will be lifted high. The next part of the hadith is, غَيْرَ أَنَّ أَصْحَابَ النَّارِ قَدْ أُمِرَ بِهِمْ إِلَى النَّارِ. That as for the people of Jahannam, they were already out of this. They were gone into Jahannam. So I was looking at two groups. So these two groups means both of them are the people of Jannah. Because normally a man who got it all, he says, I'm a Jannati. So I like to be a rich Jannati, meaning you're rich also and they're Jannati. Speaking about that person most likely could be us also. May Allah make us from the people of Jannah. But the people of Jannah were two that he saw. One was the Masakin. They were already enjoying life. He said, Ashabul Jaddi Mahbusun, they were stuck. Now what were they stuck for? They were already going to go one day into Jannah. He said, the people of Jahannam, they were already told, go, out. These people were going to go into Jannah. Some write that this was their hisab. The hisab was taking long. Some ulama have explained that in hisab, there's sometimes iqab also. That for the people who Almighty Allah doesn't want to send to Jahannam, a punishment for them itself is the hisab, the reckoning. In the reckoning, some people will melt. In the reckoning. In this world itself, when someone is being interrogated, they can interrogate him so much that itself, that is like a punishment. On that day, it will be like that. Ashabul Jadd, the people of what we call luck, for them, there will be a day also. May Allah Tawarukala save us all, make it easy. But just picture that scene. They're stuck. They can't move. Question after question. If you're going to Aqsa, they'll tell you that they'll keep you at the border, the Israeli border, the Jordanian border, wherever you go. And they just leave you then. Then you're sitting for 6 hours, 7 hours. Then they'll call you. Now you think, hey, you're going through. They'll just call you. They'll ask you, what's your name? 6 hours ago they asked you your name. Again they'll ask you, saying, what's your name? Granny's name. Okay, go. And then you look at them, what go sit there again. So there's not even interrogating you. They're just telling you sit. That itself is an adab. Man doesn't like to sit, he wants to get out. On that day, Ashabul Jaddi Mahbusun, stuck. This is to create that love of faqr. Sometimes you must say this, oh Allah, it is my weakness. Otherwise, I would have also asked for poverty. But because of my weakness, can I ask you so much that give me in this world the life of the rich, but the hisab of the poor. Something to think about, because when wealth comes, it's going to come with that hisab also. Under that, Mullah Ali Qari Rahimullah wrote a lovely ibarat. He wrote, the people of Jahannam, they were gone. This was hisab. And there was nothing guna that these people had done. It was halal wealth. He wrote, because li halali dunya hisab wa li haramiha iqab. He said, hisab will be for the halal. Punishment will be for the haram. Then he said, wa amma al fuqara. فَهُمْ عَنْ هَذَا بُرَآءٌ. Now, ibarat of his was always like this. Mullah Ali Qari used to talk like this. Because he's like tongue. He had to rhyme it some way or the other. He said, وَأَمَّا الْفُقَرَاءَ فَهُمْ عَنْ هَذَا بُرَاءَ. As for the poor people, they're not going to talk about haram wealth because they had no wealth. So no talking of iqab. And they won't be asked about halal wealth because they had no wealth. He said, فَلَا يُحَاسَبُونَ وَلَا يُحْبَسُونَ. There'll be no hisab, so why must I tell him, hold on. They got nothing. Then he said, بَلْ, rather, forget that. بِأَرْبَعِينَ خَرِيفًا قَبْلَ الْأَغْنِيَاءِ يَدْخُلُونَ الْجَنَّةِ. He said, 40 years before the rich, they will already be entering into paradise. 40 years. Look at his ibarat after that. He says, مُكَافَأَةً لَهُمْ فِي الْأُقْبَى لِمَا فَاتَهُمْ فِي الدُّنْيَا. مُكَافَأَةً لَهُمْ فِي الْأُقْبَى لِمَا فَاتَهُمْ فِي الدُّنْيَا. That because of what they missed in this world, they will be made to understand that Allah knew you missing it in this world. So now He will give it to them there. See, this world, what is this world? This world, your lifespan is going to be 40 to 50 years. So in that 40 to 50 years, the rich man, how much he can enjoy, how much he can enjoy, the poor man won't get that. Allah Ta'ala made a system that the poor people go and enjoy Jannah 40 years before the rich. So after that, it will never be said that I never gave you that enjoyment you missed out in the world. But we all know 40 years of the year after is not like 40 years here. They one day also can give you all the enjoyment. Now when they have to get into paradise 40 years before the rich, so where you think the rich will be? The rich will be stuck. Mahbusun. But you still have to be questioned. This is that. So think about this, that, oh Allah, bless me. That wealth also, I must not live in poverty because I won't manage it. When you will say you won't manage it, you will understand one thing, that wealth is the ma'zoor. Wealth is the ma'zoor. And a poor person who can remain strong is the asal. Because Rasulullah s.a.w.'s asal sunnah was this, that I don't want it. I don't want it. So he said, the mountain will be made for you like gold. And Allah has promised you that for everybody else in this world, their akhirat drops according to how much their dunya rises. But Rasulullah s.a.w. has promised that for you, we will give you the world. But it will not affect your akhirat one bit. But even after that, Rasulullah s.a.w. said, وَلَلْ أَخِرَةُ خَيْرُ وَأَبَقَى. And I'll hold, I don't want it. It's a very high level of zuhud. That was the asal. So when you walk in the masjid, you will see one person who needs a chair. So that person is told, don't act brave, you won't manage without a chair. That if you're going to be sitting, you won't manage to stand up, take the chair. Which is also made to understand, remember, but you ma'zoor, you. You can't be the imam of the masjid. You are ma'zoor. And the rich poor person sometimes looks at the man sitting, sometimes supposed to, nowadays I don't know whether they do it. They enjoy sitting on the chair nowadays. But he's supposed to look at the people standing, especially an old person. Standing. You say, hey, I wish I could stand. It's just I can't stand. Similarly, the chapter of Fadlul Faqr was to teach the rich people of the world that you must also realize you ma'zoor, we ma'zoor. And when we see the poor people, especially those who in their poverty are smiling still, then you have to understand you are the real imam, not me. But if this is not there, then we will start looking at rich people as the asal. So now suddenly we walked in the masjid, we standing, and we're looking at the people sitting and say, I wish I could be sitting. The whole thing turned upside down. The man who was straight started looking at the man who was ma'zoor. So in the world of ilm, Almighty Allah put it part of the virasat of ilm, that so much of wealth doesn't come to an alim. But if that alim could understand this little what is called faqr, which is not true faqr, but it's just a munasabat with poverty, that you want to buy something, you're not like a rich man when you open your wallet, you got four cards. Now you wonder which one to swipe. You got no wallet. You're going to have a card. that little munasabat. But you have to make a decision. Can I buy it? Can't I buy it? I haven't got. Whereas another person doesn't think about something less. He doesn't know. Like he said, we'll sort it out later, the price. Don't worry. The Mawlana said, you have to tell me because I don't know. So that man can't understand what you mean. Like, that's a small amount. That's what he earns, but that little munasabat with faqr, it's supposed to make the man of ilm at least feel happy. But unfortunately today we are finding, forget the student, even the alim, the biggest complaint that everyone is making is about this poverty. Whereas this poverty, it's not a zillat, it's an honor. It is difficult. But the man sitting on the chair must understand that the asal is the man standing. For this ummah, Allah tabarak ta'ala has kept it, that is another world. فَإِنَّ لِلْفُقَرَىٰ بِأَرْبَعِينَ خَرِيفًا يَسْبِقُونَ الْأَغْنِيَىٰ 40 years before the rich, مُكَافَأَةً لَهُمْ, Allah wants to pay them back, فِي الْأُقْبَىٰ لِمَا فَاتَهُمْ فِي الدُّنْيَىٰ, nothing you will miss here, but Allah will say, I'll give it to you. But he's got to do how much of yaqeen man says that I can see the next stage. If my akhirat is in front of me, then sometimes maybe man will say, I'll keep a little less here so I can get more there. But the whole system of the world changed. That now it became that in the akhirat I'll get Jannah inshallah. That's all I need. So this was ashabul jaddi mahbusoon, was to show no. Those people will be going to Jannah. But Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, when he saw them, he immediately could understand they parashan. There were other people already thrilled and enjoying. Just this. To be able to put that in our mind, that rich doesn't always mean wow. And poor doesn't always mean like, eh, not for me. The honor of this ummah, Allah tabarak ta'ala put it sometimes in faqr. The greatest zuhad, if you went to their houses, you would find a house of faqr. The greatest scholars, if you went into the library, you would find a house of faqr. And there were those scholars who had wealth. And when the zahids would visit them, then they would ask them, who you studied by? So the scholar would say, let me tell you my sunnat. And he was so happy, he would narrate his sunnat by heart like. And then the Zahid would say to him, what a lovely sunnat you got. He says, but tell me, did your ustads live like what you live in? And then the scholar would have no answer. In that they would give a message to him, that the honor of your asatiza, you took their names, but their honor was in their poverty. It wasn't in this wealth. Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam put it in such a manner in Sahaba radiallahu anhu, that when wealth came, when they ate also they cried. And they would say, we remember Mus'ab ibn Umair. And he left all his wealth. And he died without any wealth. And then they would say, he was amongst those people who did not pluck one fruit from the trees of this world. Meaning, he died before the world opened up. Then they would say, we at the moment have really plucked a lot of fruit. He says, I don't know if I have plucked all my fruit from the trees of Jannah. They would say that. It was an honor for them, like, قُلُوا وَاشْرَبُوا هَنِيئًا بِمَا أَسْلَفْتُمْ فِي الْأَيَّامِ الْخَالِيَةِ. That khaliya, one meaning, on the day of Qiyamah it will be said in Jannah, now enjoy, because of those times that passed, during those days when it was empty. So under empty, they write empty of what? This then depends on what you were. If you were a man who loved food, but because of poverty you couldn't get food, it means empty of food. Could have been empty of play and enjoyment. If you are a person who loves to enjoy, but now poverty came, you can't. You can't drive every car. You can't go and visit every place. So those days which were empty of enjoyment, because of those days now start enjoying. That lot of the, what empty of what? Poverty when it comes, it keeps man away from a lot of things. But if the man himself can have honor in his little poverty, one reason why we have found so many children of ulama saying, I don't want to become an alim. So then it's very hard now to tell a rich man's son become an alim. It's very easy for us. Because he doesn't know what's the madrasa like. To tell an alim son become an alim is very hard. Because the first thing he tells you, he said, I saw the difficulties my parents went through. How do you go and tell him, no, it was not difficult, it was an honor. How do you take him into a rich man's house? Say, I'll take you, but he won't come now. Say, I'll take you into the rich man's house. If you had seen the fights, you never saw it at home. At home, the most you saw, your father said, I can't buy you that. I said, you never saw the fights in the rich man's house. You never saw the rich man cheating or the rich man's wife cheating. You never saw the small boy hearing his parents screaming at each other. When wealth comes, it comes with its own stories. But a boy who grows up in a house of poverty, his parents have to show so much of honor in poverty that that boy also must find it's an honor to get some nisbat with the poor people. That if I can't be poor, at least I must love the poor. Hubbu ahli al-faqri. I must not despise, look down at them. I must love them. That's what Islam came to teach. That boy will say, I also want to become an alim. Because if poverty has to come to me also, it's an honor from Allah. But it's not everyone who can stand, majority are sitting. It's an honor. Fadlul faqri, had poverty been a disgrace, then 1% of poverty also would not have reached Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. But when 100% poverty reached him, 100%, the highest level of poverty that the world ever saw, then you understood what an honor it was, poverty. That how the world looks at it. If you see a rich person, once we pass on alim, very wealthy alim, so immediately the guy says, wow. So it was for me like a wow. He said, you saw his car. I said that the alim is the thing of ilm. What you got to do with his car like? But for us it's like, to see an alim drive a smart car is like a top thing, that he's the alim. Whereas normally it's not that, it's that honor in faqr. But our mind has become such that wealth means greatness, poverty means hopelessness. So Mullah Ali Qari rahimullah wrote one waqiyah there. He said, how the world looks at this. He said, why have they equated wealth with intelligence and wealth with honor? And why have they equated poverty with disgrace? It's not supposed to be like that. Being poor doesn't mean you're hopeless. Being rich doesn't mean you're great. So he writes this waqiyah. He says, one poor man landed up and he saw one rich man going past with his donkey. So on the donkey there was a very heavy load, that the whole donkey was coming down. So the rich man was walking next to it. So a very rich man, he had a couple of khadims behind and the poor donkey. So the poor person asked him that, what's this load on your animal that you yourself can't ride on your donkey? So he said, normally on a donkey you have on this side of the donkey and on that side of the donkey, like one sack here, one sack, or two sacks most. So he said, on this side of the thing is my wheat, my grain that I'm going to sell in the market. So he says, no problem. What's on the other side? He said, sand. So the poor man looked at him and said, sand? Like, what are you going to do with the sand? He said, no, nothing. But it's just to balance the weight. Because if I don't have that sand, then that whole pack. So the poor man said, but you got two sacks on that side. So take one of that sack and put it this side. So you got 50% wheat here, 50%. Instead of putting 100% there and put sand here. So the rich man looked at him and he said, I never thought of that. So he told his khadim, what a thought that was. Quickly empty out the sand and put this here. So as they put it, suddenly, now there was place for the rich man to ride. So as he was getting on, he stopped. And he came to this poor person and he kissed him on the face. And he said, what intelligence you got. He said, I am sure you the sultan of your land. So this poor person just said, no. So he said, I'm sure you the wazir, the minister. He said, no. He said, Tajir, a very big Tajir. He said, no. He said, I'm sure you got a lot of animals, a farmer. He said, no. Carried on, carried on. And as he's losing question, answers, and he says, are you perhaps a faqir? So the poor person said, that's what I am. So this rich man now looked at him and he said, Shu'umun laka. Shu'umun means like, full of nuhusat, bad luck you are. And your face, and your every advice, And most stupid is the man who listens to anything of yours. Because if your akal couldn't give you money, where is he going to give me money? So immediately he told his khadim, bring the sand back again. Bring the sand back. He jumped off the animal, he put the sand back, he said, let's carry on. So there Mullah Ali Qari wrote, the reason is that man has understood that akal means wealth and poverty means stupidity. He says, but it got nothing like that in the eyes of Almighty Allah. Had there been a little disgrace in poverty, it would not have been the hissa of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. But how do me and you look at it? Do we also look at it as a disgrace? Or do we look at it that I am the ma'zoor? That man who has love for the people of Faqr, he'll make this dua. That, oh Allah, because of my necessity, I need wealth. But let my hisab be the hisab of the poor. Ali radiallahu anhu, he said the opposite sentence. He said, how terrible is wealth for the rich. Or he said, how miserable is the life of the rich. Not the rich, he said, how miserable is the life of a miser. Because when man gets money, he becomes miserly. He said, how miserable is the life of a miser. He will live the life of a poor man. Because a miser is that, isn't it? Never you see him like he's counting like... Other people are saying, he got so much money, like the way he is looking at his wallet. I don't know if you all see it, but you will see a rich man, to swipe his card for 5,000 is like, no, nothing. And to take out 50 rand cash is very hard. You'll see him looking at it like 100 times. When he swipes any amount, like it's like in his mind, credit, just carry on, pay it later on. But when he has to give, then you'll see like he look at it a couple of times, like, he said, how miserable is the life of a miser. He will love the life of a poor person. And he will have to give the hisab of a rich person. You will love the life of a poor person. You will have to give the hisab of the rich. We want the opposite. That, oh Allah, because of our udhr, we ask you for wealth, but the hisab of the poor. Hisab of the poor. يَدْخُلُونَ الْجَنَّةِ بِأَرْبَعِينَ خَرِيفًا قَبْلَ الْأَغْنِيَةِ وأصحاب الجد محبوسون. We don't want to be محبوس. But Allah, in your kindness, please look at us that you had some nisbat with faqr. True faqr, not. But how in every era, the people know who poor people are. So people know normally, Moranas are poor people. So just that nisbat. That Allah, they also said we poor. Although we know that alims nowadays are more rich than many other people. But so much at least, they also call us that nisbat with faqr. On that nisbat, O Allah. When you are saying, where are the poor people go? Then must be said, oh ulama, what you doing here? Like, where were you rich? So Allah grant us wealth in this world because of udhar, but halal, but afiyat, but izzat, but O Allah, the hisab of the poor. Wa akhiru da'wana.